This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes. You gotta stand up, even if your world breaks. Be there for one another, we're all in this together. You gotta speak up, even if your voice shakes.
Some say he made it, and some say he perished. And some say he disappeared when his tracks got blown away. I know that horse Taylor, he's still out there. Just 14 and he's still riding to this day. I'm in it.
Through the darkness, through the darkness, keep on riding, riding, little boy. Give it some more. Gotta keep your foot flat on the floor. No more excuses, keep your eye on the ball. Give it some more. Billy don't like no hip-hop.
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 He can take a buffalo down. Billy don't like no, Billy don't like no, Billy don't like no hip-hop.
Well, I've been looking forward to talking to this particular gentleman who's on the line at the moment, Tom Curtin. I'm very happy this morning to introduce you to Tom Curtin. He is a country music singer-songwriter. Actually, he's from Katherine in the Northern Territory. He's a multiple award-winning singer-songwriter. In 2018, he won the Southern Stars Independent Country Music Award. And he's not an urban cowboy, let me tell you that. He's a real horseman. In fact, he runs a tourist attraction called the Katherine Outback Experience. He's a keynote speaker, and he's also, and this is one of the reasons, a catalyst for me talking with him this morning, a big supporter of the Amy Dolly Everett Foundation. Dolly took her own life at the age of 14, but she would be immensely proud of what's being achieved in her memory. Dolly was bullied and cyberbullied and coined the phrase, speak up even if your voice shakes. Dolly left behind her mum and dad, Tick and Kate, and sister Meg, and they're now focused on honouring Dolly by using money raised to help other families going through the same experience. And also, of course, and this is very important, to raise awareness about bullying. Of course, bullying is deplorable in any sense of the word and any experience, whether it be in schools, workplaces, or anywhere else. And, you know, I, in my own way, and I know Tom, when we speak to him in a sec, will say the same thing. We want to educate the community. To say this is not good enough, we've got to prevent bullying and cyberbullying. And with that in mind, I thought I'd talk to Tom Curtin this morning, and he's standing by on the line from the NT. Good morning, Tom.
Oh, good day, Paul. How are you going?
Mate, I'm good. Yourself? Are you well?
Yeah, going well, thanks, mate. Really good.
Now, listen, this song is a fantastic song that you and Sarah have recorded. It's a wonderful song. It's called Speak Up. First of all, before we get into that particular song and we'll discuss it, what's the Tom Curtin story? Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in the NT?
No, I grew up on a family farm down at Kingaroy in Queensland, just about 3 hours northwest of Brisbane. Got four other brothers on a peanut farm and beef cattle, a lot of horses. Ever since I was about, I think it was about grade six, I'd seen on the TV all about the Northern Territory cattle stations. So all I wanted to do ever since then was to get up here, and I finally did it. You know, I had to go to boarding school and off to uni, and eventually got up here, worked in the stock camps on the cattle stations, and there was something up here that inspired me to write songs. And another old guy gave me a guitar, and he showed me three chords, and every night come around the campfire, I'd be practicing this guitar. So it sort of, I managed to win a singing contest up here near Darwin, and it got me to Tamworth Country Music Festival, where I met Lee Kernighan's producer, Garth Porter. And yeah, we've made about four albums since then. The last one's called We're Still Here. Yeah, I did a lot of traveling on all the cattle stations, breaking in horses, over the years, and I set up I bought a place about 6 km out of Katherine where I still train horses every day, and I just sort of thought I could start a outback show training horses and dogs and combine that with the music. We could, you know, it could be a tourism sort of place where people could come and check in and see the real training of animals that a lot of people in the cattle stations do throughout the country. Sort of like a 90-minute show. So we've got a big undercover arena now, and we've got a round yard, and then another big separate arena. So yeah, every month we still get about 10 or 12 horses from the cattle stations that we've got to train and break in. People can see the techniques we use, a little psychology to try to win over the horse's mind. And then we've got about 15 working dogs. A lot of people give us dogs they don't like or get along with, so border collies and kelpies. So yeah, we just train them up, build up their confidence, and we sell the dogs all around the country to work sheep or cattle on the cattle farms or stations. And the songs we sing on the ground, but also on horseback with the guitar.
Well, that paints a picture for us. We now know who Tom Curtin is. Let's get to the song Speak Up. It's a song about bullying. It's a song about speaking up, even if your voice shakes, the phrase coined by Dolly. Why was it so important you recorded this with Sarah Storer?
Being up here in the Territory, I went to a lot of camp drafts and rodeos and grew up with the girls, you know. We know their parents really well. And when I heard the news, I was touring Southern WA at the time and I couldn't get back for the funeral. So I thought I'd seen the words she wrote, speak even if your voice shakes, before she passed away. So I said, man, that's got a great line. We should be able to use that in a song. So I began writing a song. And I asked Sarah Storer if she'd like to come in on the song with us, because she's a great role model for a lot of teenage girls. And yeah, it all sort of went from there. We just donated our time. We donated, you know, people can go to iTunes and buy the track. I think it's about $2, and all the money goes back to Dolly's dream. I think we've so far raised about $23,000 just from people buying it offline and things like that. So, you know, it's, and as we travel around, we travel tour about 4 months of the year over the wet season usually, and do about 50 shows. We pack up the truck with the 6 horses and 10 dogs and the music gear, and we go to a lot of remote areas. And the last tour, we went through Queensland, New South, Victoria, South Australia, and back up again. And we visited a lot of schools, and we drop into them, and, you know, just our contribution of talking about Dolly, but also the bullying aspect and our way of... Yeah.
Now, what's your personal thoughts on bullying?
Never a good thing. I didn't realise when I wrote the song that how prevalent it was in a lot of communities and schools and even workplaces, you know. So, but since travelling around, you know, you do these shows and you sing the song, you get kids up to help sing the song with you, and, you know, it just blew me away. There's people, mums and dads coming up that crying after the show and just thanking us for raising the issue and talking about the topic, because they've lost sons and daughters or brothers and sisters to the bullying thing through suicide. So I think, you know, it's a terrible, traumatic thing for anyone to go through. But yeah, we've just sort of tried to take it head on, raise awareness, and, you know, especially in schools, that the young generation to, you know, really bring it to the fore and say it's not a cool thing to do.
Okay, we'll play the song now. Tom, would you introduce it for us, you and Sarah?
Yes, this is a song. I teamed up with Sarah Storer. The song's called Speak Up. It's all about bullying and in memory of little Dolly Everett.
She was sitting on the bus.
That was Speak Up, even if your voice shakes. And we're talking this morning with Tom Curtin, Sarah Storer there with him on that song. It's a great song. How did Sarah get involved with the project, Tom?
Well, I've known Sarah from working up here on the cattle stations in the Territory. I think it was back in 2001. I was working on a cattle station. She was teaching at Kalkaringi, which is about 600 km south of Katherine. And, yeah, we bumped into her there and at a few events around the Territory. And, yeah, she's been instrumental in helping me out over the years. And I toured with her when my first album, 2004, called Smack Bang, came out. And through Queensland, it was just amazing. So I just thought, man, it'd be really cool to get a female's perspective and on the track, and yeah, it was amazing.
Well, congratulations to you and Sarah for this song, and anything. We'll be playing it on the station. It'll get onto the music list, and anybody listening to the song, listen to the words. It is super important. Bullying should not be tolerated in any form, anywhere. Okay, let's talk about some of your other music, Tom. Now, when I heard this song, I thought, well, I better check out Tom Curtin, because we've only just gone to a country format on Fab FM in recent times, and so I'm discovering country music. I've always loved it, but now I'm discovering a lot of different artists in Australia, including yourself. I'm just going to pick. You don't know which ones I've picked, which is good, because I want to get your reaction to the different songs. Now, there's a song called Full Give It. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, mate. Well, that was, I was at a camp draft up here, and there was a fella on his horse chasing a cow around the pegs, and he was just going flat out and wasn't leaving anything untouched, you know. He's just full energy. And a mate of his yelled out to the side, Full Give It. Full Give It, mate. And I said, what the heck? That's a great line for a song. And I went over and he said, oh, you know, what's that all about? And he said, mate, it's just, you just got to give it 110%. And, you know, you get knocked down, you just got to pick yourself up and keep on going. Life's tough, so give it a crack. I said, oh, man, I'm just going to write a song about that, but I'll dedicate it to you, brother, for the line. So that's how it all went.
Isn't it great? I love country music because you get these songs that come from, you know, sort of people you run into and characters and real things happening in your life. Now, I love this song, Tom, and it doesn't start off like a normal country song. It actually sounds like an AC/DC riff at the start.
Well, that's right. I wanted a bit rocky because I've got a few mates down in the city, and yeah, they're always playing me out. Come on, mate. You don't want it real country. You've got to have a bit of rock in there. So every album, there's a bit of a rocky number in there just to keep them quiet, you know?
Oh, yeah. She's a real AC/DC riff at the start of this. Okay, let's have we'll come back and talk to Tom, but let's hear Full Give It. Here it comes. Great song, Full Give It there, and Tom Curtin, who's our very special guest.
Fab FM, on air with Douglas Country.
Okay, we're talking to Tom Curtin. He's from the NT. He's from Katherine, a country singer and songwriter, and we initially talked to him about this bullying song that he and Sarah Storer recorded called Speak Up, Even If Your Voice Shakes. But we're now talking to him about a couple of other tracks that he's recorded. We've just heard Full Give It. Now, the next one, first looking at it, you think it's Horse Trailer, but it's not Horse Trailer, it's Horse Tailor. Tell us about that.
Yeah, mate. It's a true story. I was out droving out near Birdsville a few years back, and, yeah, this old fella told me a good story about this 14-year-old boy who was, he wanted to be a horse tailor, and he's a really good job at a horse tailor. So out droving cattle, you have the people looking after the cattle of a night time, but then you don't normally have a horse tailor, and he was in charge of about 150 horses. And so they didn't have any electric tape or anything like that to hold the horses together. And he'd just have his night horse, which was there. And if the horses got a fright, he'd jump on his night horse and round them up and bunch them back together and settle them down. So yeah, this one's all about the horse has got a fright, and he went off after them on the night horse, and he rode all through the night, and he still was tracking them down, but he couldn't find them. And then early next morning, a massive dust storm came, and they never saw the boy again. So I thought it was a great idea for a song, true story, and so we called it The Horse Tailor.
That is Horse Tailor, and we're talking to the man who just sang that song, Tom Curtin. We've been chatting to him this morning about some of his music, and this one does not sound like the title of a country music song. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Billy?
Billy.
Don't Like Hip-Hop?
Billy Don't Like No Hip-Hop. Where'd you get that one from?
Yeah, that's another true story. I was out on a cattle station breaking in horses, and a big tough guy there was called Billy. And one night he had to go out and use the old Thunderbox, the old toilet, and yeah, we heard some screams coming from the old Thunderbox. So we went out there, and he was standing on top of the toilet seat with his pants around his knees, just terrified, ghost white. Right. And we said, what the heck's going on? He said, look, I know I'm pretty tough, but I'm terrified of frogs, and there's one in my undies, and I can't get it out. So can you come and get it out? So, yeah, found out that, yeah, he was sitting on the toilet, and the frog must have jumped into his underpants, and he didn't know. And then after a while, a big king brown snake came looking for the frog, and he saw the snake, freaked out, pulled his pants up, and felt a cold, wet frog in his nether regions.
It's a great song. So here is Tom Curtin with Billy Don't Like No Hip Hop. What a great song. Billy Don't Like No Hip Hop. It's great and from a true story. And that's what I love about country music. And Tom is the same. And we spoke, Tom, there's a bloke called Darren Warner who's become a really good mate. He's a country singer from South Australia. And he always says if he ain't lived it, he doesn't write about it. And it sounds like you're about the same.
Yeah. I think they come easily, you know, if you've been through it, experienced it, the lyrics and melody sort of, you can explain it a lot better, you know, I believe anyway.
Okay, I'm going to put this up as a podcast and I'll put, you know, contacts and links to Dolly Everett, the foundation and what have you. But if anybody wants to check out your music and check you out, where should they go, Tom?
Yeah, they can go to my website, Tom Curtin, spelled like a window curtain, .com.au. So they can jump on there and they can see, learn all about the music and also... yeah, the other business, the Catherine Outback Experience, we run up here in Catherine. So normally, yeah, we have a lot of tourists coming through each day. But now that we've COVID, we've sort of pivoted a little and started up horse riding experiences as well. So people can come for a horse ride as well as seeing the show. So, yeah, hopefully when it's all over, borders open and things like that, people can truck on through.
Look, Tom, it's been an absolute pleasure. Good luck with you, and thank you for putting that song together about the bullying and honouring the memory of Amy Dolly Everett, who took her own life at the age of 14. Thank you so much, and good luck in the future with your music, and I know that we'll put some on our playlist. Thank you.
No worries, Paul. Thanks for having me, mate. Good on you. Cheers.